Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Sillet WG Fungicide, the best of all worlds when it comes to brown rot, shot hole, and scabbing almonds. Sillet WG. Tina Cytone is a cooperative extension specialist in the Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics at UC Davis. Her focus is on livestock and rangeland economics. Cytone noted some of the concerns cattlemen have about rangeland.
So I think there's a variety of things that producers are worried about with respect to rangeland today. A lot of them are worried about mitigation easements and if they're going to participate and sell or offer mitigation easements, what does that mean? What are they going to have to do? Is grazing still going to be possible? And there's certainly some agencies that believe that there won't be benefits to grazing.
Cytone is no stranger to agriculture. As a lifelong Californian, she was raised in Sonoma County, where her family still owns and operates the vineyard that's been in the family for over 100 years. Cytone talked about the difference of opinion when it comes to the impact of livestock grazing.
They believe that the land being idle will actually increase the environmental benefits. And there's certainly controversy in the minds of scientists and certainly the minds of ranchers on whether or not that's true.
More from Tina Cytone after this.
Sillet 65WG is an almond fungicide that's ready again to protect that valuable crop this spring. Jim Adiscavage, professor and plant pathologist at UC Riverside.
The Sillet product is excellent for shot hole and scab, and if we mix it with something at bloom time for brown rot, we can get the best of all worlds.
Sillet 65WG.
Environmentalists argue that livestock grazing is detrimental to the natural vegetation and that waste from livestock degrades water quality. There are ongoing studies looking at the impact of grazing. Cytone briefly discussed some of the benefits from livestock grazing.
Certainly, I'm familiar with a variety of those studies, and a lot of them have shown that there are actually significant environmental benefits to grazing and that grazing can actually be done in certain rotational patterns to increase the percentage of native species on a particular plot, or non-native, or just to increase forage production, whatever the goals are, that grazing can be adjusted to achieve those goals.
This is California Ag Today.